AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Clean Harbors draws 3.8 million shares into one of waste management's few active weekly signals. CLH gained 3.0% in the week to 31 July, on above average turnover, keeping its 30-week trend signal intact, even as industry trend and relative strength breadth sit at just 11.8%. Research brief. Clean Harbors closed at $312.9, up 3.0% for the week, and 7.4% over 4 weeks, with volume rising to 3.8 million shares, or 1.4 times its 13-week average. The stock remains 8.5% above its weekly trend line and 37.5% above ShareMaestro fair value, but activity pressure is still negative, leaving the setup constructive rather than cleanly confirmed. Key points. 1. Clean Harbors finished the week at $312.9, up 3.0%, with 4-week, 12-week, and 52-week returns of 7.4%, 7.5%, and 33.6%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active for a 30th week, with price 8.5% above the 288.3 trend line and 6.9% below the 335.9 52-week high. 3. Volume reached 3.8 million shares, equal to 1.4 times the 13-week average and 1.6 times the 52-week average, giving the latest advance better participation than most recent weeks. 4. The U.S. Waste Management Group is weak on signal breadth, with only 11.8% active trend breadth and 11.8% positive relative strength, making CLH an industry outlier. 5. Risk evidence is mixed. Activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.15. The stock trades 37.5% above fair value, and recent weekly volatility is running at 3.6%. Price action stays high in the range. Clean Harbors ended the week of 31 July at $312.9, adding 3.0% after a 2.2% decline in the prior week. The move leaves the shares in the upper part of their 52-week range at 82.9%, still 6.9% below the 335.9 high and well above the 201.3 low. Momentum remains broadly positive, with gains of 7.4% over 4 weeks, 7.5% over 12 weeks, 20.4% over 26 weeks, and 33.6% across the full year. The weekly trend line sits at 288.3, placing the close 8.5% above the key regime level. ShareMaestro fair value is 227.6, which puts the stock at a 37.5% premium. That premium reflects persistent demand, but it also raises the bar for further confirmation because the shares are no longer trading near a value anchor. Industrials were soft, waste management breadth was thinner. The sector backdrop was not especially supportive. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.7% weekly decline and a 3.6% four-week loss, with trend breadth at 52.0%. Market dynamics breadth at 54.0% and relative strength breadth at 53.0%. Against that sector tape, Clean Harbors ranked in the 77.6 percentile across 640 U.S. industrials on ShareMaestro's peer relative view. The industry context is more striking. U.S. waste management stocks averaged a 0.3% weekly decline, a 5.7% four-week fall, and a 2.6% 12-week loss. Only 11.8% of the group had active weekly trend signals, and only 11.8% showed positive relative strength breadth, though market dynamics breadth was healthier at 58.8%. CLH ranked 6th of 17 industry peers for the week, 3rd over 4 weeks, and 8th over 12 weeks, placing it in the 87.5 percentile within the group. Trend signal is intact, but pressure has not fully confirmed. The setup remains a continuation case rather than a fresh breakout signal. Clean Harbors has an active trend signal and a 30-week active streak, with 42 active weeks over the past year, or 80.8% trend breadth. Relative leadership is positive at 8.82 and has improved sharply over the past month, which supports the view that CLH is separating from weaker industry peers. The offset is market dynamics. Activity pressure is still negative at negative 0.15, despite a positive four-week improvement, and the signal state shows no fresh buy from that component. ShareMaestro's next week expectancy is positive at 56.37%, but The evidence is not one-sided. Price and relative strength are constructive, while activity pressure is still asking for better confirmation. Volume improved, with valuation and reversal risk still visible. Participation strengthened in the latest advance. Weekly volume was 3.8 million shares, above the 13-week average of 2.6 million and the 52-week average of 2.4 million. The 1.4 times ratio versus the 13-week norm is not an extreme accumulation read, but it is meaningful after the previous week's 1.9 million share pullback and gives the 3.0% gain more weight than a low volume bounce. Risk remains centered on the premium to fair value, the negative activity pressure read, and 16 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Weekly volatility is steady rather than elevated, with 13-week volatility at 3.6% versus a 52-week base of 3.5%. Over the past 52 weeks, CLH has logged 33 positive weeks and 19 negative weeks, with average up weeks of 2.7% and average down weeks of 2.9%. The next tests are whether activity pressure can move into positive territory, whether volume can push above the 1.5 times confirmation line, and whether the stock can narrow the 6.9% gap to its 52-week high without losing the 288.3 trend line. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.